by now, everybody has seen the videos that are everywhere of Iran strikes on Israel. And so I wanted to issue a short and sweet response here. First of all, let's not forget, if you are listening to this and you are an American citizen or you are an American congressman or woman, there are Americans that are suffering right now. There are Americans that just got hit with a devastating hurricane, have had their lives destroyed, entire cities wiped off the map. Do not forget that. Americans need help. Now, on top of the port strike that's going on, I think that that should be our priority. Now, having said that, I'm somebody that looks for logical consistency. And so as Israel has been on the offensive, going into the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, bombing Syria, bombing Lebanon, and everything else that they've done, the justification was October 7th. And the cliche was, don't start a war if you don't want the fight. So let's see if that same logic applies now to Israel enduring airstrikes. Or is it, oh, Israel can do no harm, and they're not allowed to be attacked, and they're untouchable. Let's just see how that logic plays out now that Israel is enduring these attacks. Now, final statement, and this should be everybody's opinion, aside from caring about Americans first, this is bad. War is bad. Anybody celebrating this on any side is bad. Anybody who's been celebrating any of these airstrikes on any countries and any of this escalation is wrong. War is the last thing we need right now. We need peace. And it's sad that this is going on. It's sad that these never-ending wars continue. But as a closing statement, I say this. I think for the vast majority of Americans, we want nothing to do with it. Leave America out of this. We have our own problems to deal with. Pray for peace, folks. Let's hope this doesn't get worse.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I shot that earlier today, right as the news was trending. Getting a lot of positive reviews to that on X, where it was posted. And I think that that's really just a common sense approach. But unfortunately, as my monologue went yesterday, it's virtually the same feeling today, but maybe even worse. And I'm not really sure the angle to cover here. Biden-Harris Disappearing Act. You've got, it's October 1st, by the way. Tuesday, October 1st, 2024, first day of October. We've got maybe the biggest escalation yet in the Middle East with the recent war. You've got the port strike going on, and you've got the Hurricane Helene death toll increasing. Just total disaster, total devastation. What are Biden and Harris doing? What are the Biden-Harris administration members doing? They haven't even gotten a number as far as how much aid is going to be given to those. They've suggested $750 per victim, but you got to go through a bunch of red tape and hoops and then see if you even qualify. But don't worry. Don't worry. Because I'm sure there will be plenty of more money where that came from for Ukraine and for Israel or Taiwan or whoever else from a foreign country steps up and asks for our money. But if you're getting crushed after a hurricane, no show. So the Biden-Harris no-show administration continues to be the story. But it's even worse than that. I'll explain coming up.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 34 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until Election Day. Now, already, not even a full 24 hours into October, and this month is already completely insane. And I assure you, we haven't even seen the October surprise yet. I assure you, because except for the hurricane, the events unfolding before us were mostly already known factors, known entities. But let's just try and review everything and remind you that it's debate night. So on top of all of that, it's debate night. We'll have live coverage right here for you at InfoWars.com/show. Band.video at Real Alex Jones on X at InfoWars on X and on our 24/7 Rumble stream and everywhere else you catch our live broadcast. Be sure to tune in tonight. We do have some breaking news regarding Tim Walz and his history with the Chinese communists. And then I got this video of Walz today. I mean, you don't even want to like steal their own things because they say, oh, J.D. Vance is weird. It's almost like they said, what's the best way to describe Tim Walz? And a room full of people shouted, weird. So they said, okay, let's call J.D. Vance weird. This is the weirdest guy I've ever seen. Saturday Night Live does a sketch mocking him. And the bit is basically they send Jim Gaffigan up on the stage and he pretends to be mentally retarded. So, I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. But I'll get back into that. I'm not shocked at the state of our media. I'm not shocked at the state of our Congress. It's just a not so friendly reminder today. The number one story, of course, is the Iranian strikes on Israel. And it will probably remain the number one story the rest of the day. And it will likely get knocked off the perch by the debate tonight, and then they'll probably pick it right back up tomorrow. We shall see. I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated as an American citizen that our media would have us believe that whatever happens in Israel is the most important thing for you and the most important thing, and it has to be the lead story. It's the biggest thing ever. And that's not to discount the escalation, and that's not to discount the gravity that could bring us into a World War III type situation. Let me be clear. It's not to discount the seriousness of this escalation. However, pardon me if I, as an American citizen, really don't want to be told and preached at and lectured about how I need to care about Israel more than my own country. Because in case you didn't know, and if you don't watch this show or you're just watching the mainstream media all day long, or maybe you're not on X, you probably might not know that there was a devastating hurricane that just went through a large portion of the southeastern United States. The death toll is up over 100, could be approaching 200 by the end of the day. Complete cities wiped off the map, lives destroyed. A lot of people are just completely hung out to dry, abandoned. Many people still without food, water, electricity, no way to even help them. As of today, still $0 in federal aid has been allotted to these victims. Those are Americans, and those are Americans that need our help. Those are Americans that deserve the news coverage. The videos you see on the screen of complete towns wiped out by the flooding, complete towns wiped out by the hurricane, people left without homes, food, water, resources, unsure of their future. These are the people we should be concerned about. These are the people we should be focusing on. These are the issues that should be the top story. These are the videos that should be rolling on the mainstream media. But if you are watching today, all you see, all you hear is Israel and the strikes. Now, I'll get more into detail on that coming up, but I'm just sick of it. And then, as if that wasn't enough of a reminder that Americans needing help are the least of anyone's concerns, I'm not sure there was a member of Congress today that didn't put out a message about how Israel needs our prayers and Israel needs our help and we stand with Israel no matter what. Even some of the congressmen and women that I like, that I support. It's all about Israel. What about the people in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and everywhere else that have had their lives completely upended, that have nothing but questions and no answers, unsure of their future, have lost loved ones, have lost their entire homes, their cars? Where are the overwhelming messages of support in unison? No, not today. Not today. Still nothing from just about anybody on the chemical lab explosion in Conyers, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. I guess they'll get $0 in federal aid there. They'll get nothing. And we'll talk about the port strike too, and I'm not saying that they deserve any money, but I'm also not saying it doesn't deserve attention. But you just look, let's just look at some issues here. Let's look at some big issues and maybe even just look at it from a 4-year administrative standpoint. The people of East Palestine, Ohio got a couple million dollars in aid. The people in Maui with the wildfires there, Maui, the city, got a couple billion dollars in aid. The victims of Hurricane Helene have been given nothing. They'll be lucky if they can get $750 is what's being proposed. And then you have the port strike, and it's just nothing on that. It's just question marks in the air on that. It's just like error message. Like it's like nothing. Just nothing. Nothing on that. But Ukraine, $200 billion. No problem. barely even a peep of resistance. Israel, $50 billion, not to mention the annual $3 billion that they get in federal aid contracts. No problem. Taiwan, couple billion dollars for you too. Couple billion dollars for you. Go ahead. I'm sick of it. I'm done. I'm done. And the American people are done too. And by the way, let's just put it all into perspective, shall we? I just mentioned three countries that have received billions of dollars in our taxpayer aid. Will Ukraine be sending any aid to us? Will Ukraine be sending any aid to Maui or East Palestine or Conyers, Georgia, or the victims of Hurricane Helene? Will we be getting any aid? You know, Kiev is partying the night away. The clubs are bouncing. The nightlife is booming. The DJs are scratching the records. The drinks are flowing. Will we be getting any of that aid? The Ukrainian oligarchs are making money hand over fist. Where do they get it? I don't know. They've all got $300,000 vehicles all over Europe. They got parked in garages and teams of people go out and detail them every day. Will they be sending us any aid? Are they doing fundraisers at these bars and nightclubs and restaurants that are just booming with business right now? Are they going to be, is there, when they check out, is there going to be a little thing on there that says, will you give 1% to help America? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. What about in Israel? All the money we send them. Is Israel going to be sending any aid our way? Is Israel going to be sending any volunteers, any money, any aid? When they check out at the restaurants, do they have a little button, give 1% to the American people? Is that going on? We getting any aid? People of Taiwan, the Taiwanese government, they sending us any aid? We getting any aid? Where's our aid? By the way, that's just the bonus aid. That's just the bonus aid. You can go to the federal government's websites and look at the humanitarian aid that the U.S. government just doles out every year. Just doles out. Billions of dollars, just doles it out. Central American countries all over the world. You name it. I think we just built a wall in Kazakhstan. Where's our aid? Where's the aid for the Americans that have devastating disasters? Where's the aid for the Americans? Who's coming to save them? Who's volunteering to help them? You know who actually is? You know who's actually done more than anybody to help the victims of Hurricane Helene? And ultimately will likely be the ones negotiating this strike deal as well, like Jeff Bezos. Of course, he's got an interest in getting a deal done. No, you know who's done more than anybody else? The white billionaire class that the left hates so much. They've given more money. They've given more supplies. And they've given more aid than everybody else. The white billionaire class. But they're the bad guys, by the way. They're the bad guys. I don't know how much more the American people can take of this. It's so in your face at this point. By the way, excuse me, I'd be remiss. I didn't even mention the hundreds of billions of dollars that we give to illegal border crossers as well. Might as well throw that in there. I'm sure all the illegal aliens that we've let into the country and given free room and board and travel and three hot meals a day to, I'm sure they're going to be rushing to help the people, the victims of Hurricane Helene, right? They'll be rushing over there to volunteer their support, their time, their money to show gratitude for everything the American people have done for them, right? No. No. The only people helping out are the locals that are able to lend a hand. The tiny amount of federal assistance, whatever state National Guard is left that hasn't been sent to the Middle East. Yeah. Whatever state guardsmen are left that haven't been sent to the Middle East are helping. But it's the white billionaire class. You know, that evil, rotten, horrible, worst people in the world, white billionaire class. Isn't that ironic? But no. You won't be seeing all the flooding and all the devastation and all the wind damage and everything else that went all up through the southeast. No. You're going to see the same 5 to 10 videos of Israel getting bombed, and then they'll be the victim. Even though when it's Israel going into the Gaza Strip, when it's Israel going into the West Bank, when it's Israel bombing in Syria, when it's Israel bombing in Lebanon, that's just war. And they chose war on October 7th. And so if you don't want war, then don't pick a fight. But now that Israel's getting bombed, now you're not allowed to do that. And now everybody has to come to Israel's aid. Well, I thought it was war. I thought it was war. You choose a war, expect a fight. No. Not when it comes to Israel. But let's just draw back for a second, and I think we'll still have to wait and see and assess the damage here. But I think I'm on an island here. But I still think the deal has been cut, and I think there's some evidence of that still. We'll see what happens with this strike in Israel. Right now they're saying zero deaths. But based off of what Netanyahu has said today and the fact that it was over the weekend that Israel basically said, get ready to go to the bunkers. There's going to be strikes soon. So they knew it was coming. The Iron Dome was not very effective. I mean, I guess, I don't know what the percentage is. I guess it took out maybe 60, 70%, maybe 80% max of the missiles that were launched. No deaths have been reported yet. It looks like maybe Tel Aviv took the worst of them. And yet, with all of these things developing here on October 1st, the White House is completely inactive. No press conferences, no addresses to the American people, no promises to negotiate to end the port strike, no promises of assistance or aid to the victims of Hurricane Helene. Most Americans probably have no idea about the biolab explosion in Georgia. Doesn't even matter. But what do you want to bet the first statement Biden will make after all of this, or Harris will make after all this, will probably be about Israel? Just to let you know what's the top priority. Not you. Not the American people. Not the American economy. But a foreign country, a client state of the military-industrial complex. That's the priority. Now, I will finish this monologue, and I will just tell you, we will kind of zoom in a little bit on the port strike. I think there's some mixed emotions about this, so we'll be hearing just from a longshoreman's wife who shot a video explaining from their perspective. Will show a video of Harold Daggett, who's the union leader of the longshoremen. We'll talk about what this strike might mean for you. We'll look at the Teamsters who put out a press release last night. So we'll talk about that. I'll get into the headlines with the latest news about the Iranian strikes. We'll look at this hurricane aftermath as well that just keeps getting worse. and people just no help on the way. Trump trying to help, Musk trying to help, just Biden administration just not even involved, not even wanting to be involved. But they're doing photo ops. They are doing photo ops, so they at least are pretending to care, but they don't. They're not there. They're not there. And by the way, it's just kind of an antidote to all of this. You know, Elon Musk and Trump are working on getting Starlink to some of these areas that are without power, without internet, without communications. Remember, the Biden administration, I can't even remember the numbers. Was it billions, guys? They signed that deal to connect all these people to the internet, Biden's big internet package, Biden's big internet protocols, and they were going to connect all these people to the internet. It was billions of dollars, I believe, and not a single person has been connected to the internet. $42 billion, not a single person connected to the internet. Elon Musk offered to do the exact same thing for $800 million, and the FCC said, no, he's a white supremacist. So now Musk is just volunteering it and just doing it for free. Biden didn't connect a single person for $42 billion. Musk offered to do the same thing for $860 million, and they said, nope, we don't want to work with Elon Musk. He's a fascist. He's a white supremacist. He's a Trump supporter. He's probably a criminal. That's the Biden-Harris administration disaster for you. So we're going to look at all of that. And then it's debate night. And then it's debate night, and Tim Walz gets some bad news. It looks like Harris, who I guess is kind of feeling herself at this point, you know, Biden's done, he's out. So I guess she kind of feels like she's the president. She's strutting around like she's the belle of the ball. I'm not sure an arrogant B.I. itch has ever been seen. I think she's out-topped them all. And now she's kind of throwing Tim Walz under the bus, especially after this latest Oversight Committee subpoena alleging Tim Walz ties to the Chinese Communist Party. She says, oh, well, gee, I wasn't sound of mind when I picked Tim Walz to be my VP. Well, you're probably never sound of mind, but, oh, you're regretting it, huh? You're regretting choosing the communist that looks like the Joker. You're regretting choosing the communist that looks like he just, you know, ran the 40-yard dash at the Special Olympics. Couldn't have seen that coming. So we'll kind of zoom in to all of that when we come back and maybe go to the phone lines to get your opinions on all of this too. I have a very light video list today. We'll get into the heavy news and then probably take phone calls ahead of debate night. So that's what's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and isn't it funny? They would probably just want you to forget that they're trying to kill Donald Trump. And the second would-be Trump assassin has now pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. Meanwhile, his son is appearing in court today on the child porn charges. But we don't. Yeah. The deep state, the Democrats, and the kill Trump media trying to get Trump killed and assassinated. We don't. That's yesterday's news. We don't talk about that.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen, we will be live, extended broadcast, the War Room. InfoWars usually concludes at 6 p.m. Central, but no, not tonight, not debate night. We'll be rolling on into the night covering the debate live, and we hope you will join us in that coverage with J.D. Vance, who I think stock has risen since getting the VP pick. I think he has, I'd give him a B+, an A-, maybe. Just grows on me. Wasn't exactly a pick I celebrated or liked at the time, but he's done nothing but impress me and grow on me since. And then there's Tim Walz, who once he got the VP pick and has been in the public spotlight, has done nothing but be a very odd, deranged embarrassment of a man. So we'll look at all that. I want to look now at this port strike. And I guess, you know, here's my understanding. And we'll go to the union president. We'll go to one of the workers' wives. And we'll look at some of these public statements. They want a pay raise. They want to guarantee that their jobs aren't going to be automated. Now, they've already turned down a pay raise in the past in negotiations, and now they want an even bigger one. Ironically enough, the union president
makes nearly $1 million a year. And the average longshoreman's salary is a six-figure salary. But whatever, unions are going to union. And the contract that they had previously that guaranteed the automation would stay out of the process, unlike in China, where it's becoming mainstream. I guess that they're worried that's going to take over and they'll lose their jobs, and so this is what the strike is about. Very heavy-handed, though, I would say at this point, from the union president. Very heavy-handed. Now, this is not to say that there couldn't be serious repercussions here. There certainly could be. Specifically dealing with energy and probably some supplies for different things, medical supplies, military supplies even, and just other supplies that come from overseas. Most of our stuff comes from overseas. But when it comes to the food and the beverage and stuff like that, it's probably mostly just junk food and drinks that are not good for you. Yeah, you might see some things if this goes on at your local grocery store. My guess is your local farmer's market is going to get more popular. And again, this isn't to make light of the situation, but I basically get nothing but locally sourced steak, chicken, and eggs. So, you know, whatever is coming in, I don't eat it. And the pharmaceutical products and the drugs and things, people do rely on that. So that could be serious. But unless that's something you rely on, you probably won't be affected by this. So there will no doubt be effects. You'll know somebody that's affected, especially if this goes on for a while. But I also think that it's not going to be as devastating as people are making it out to be. Now, only time will tell with this. And the strike is obviously ongoing. They're picketing. And they're saying it's from Maine to Texas. Over 45,000 dock workers from Maine to Texas are in the picket lines right now. 36 ports are affected by this. Major cities. Philadelphia, Texas, Maine, as I've said. They don't want automation. They want a raise. So we'll see how effective this is. Now, this union president has an interesting past, to say the least. Harold Daggett, how union leader who fought mob tie allegations, is holding the U.S. economy for ransom. And I got to say, just, you know, you come into this, you want to support the American worker, but this guy hasn't really done a good job as far as winning over any support, as far as I'm concerned. He comes off very abrasive, very threatening even. So this guy's got an interesting past. The one thing that's crazy about this is you learn that a lot of these ports are actually owned by foreign companies. Foreign company-owned ports. Go figure. Foreign company-owned ports. So not even American-owned companies. Foreign company-owned ports. That's a problem. But that's barely even getting the coverage here. That's barely even getting the coverage that these are foreign-owned ports. Harold Daggett, the ILA boss who pledged to cripple the United States, owns a 76-foot yacht, a Bentley, and makes almost $1 million a year. He was acquitted on RICO charges after the main witness against him, mobster Lawrence Ricci, was found decomposing in a car trunk in New Jersey. He claimed the lawfare against him was discrimination against Italians. And so, again, these stories are just crazy with this guy. And then you hear him talk, and I mean, you tell me, does this guy win over your support? Or how does it make you feel when he talks about the strike like this in clip three?
These people today don't know what a strike is.
Right.
When my men hit the streets from Maine to Texas, every single port a lockdown. You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you. First week, be all over the news every night, boom, boom. Second week, guys who sell cars can't sell cars because the cars ain't coming in off the ships. They get laid off.
Got plenty of cars in the lots.
Malls start closing down. They can't get the goods from China. They can't sell clothes. They can't do this. Everything in the United States comes on a ship. They go out of business. Construction workers get laid off because the materials aren't coming in. The steel's not coming in. The lumber's not coming in. They lose their jobs.
So we need domestic
Everybody's
sources.
Everybody's hating the longshoremen now because now they realize how important our jobs are. Now I have the president screaming at me. I'm putting a Taft Hartley on you. Go ahead. Taft Hartley means I have to go back to work for 90 days. That's a cooling off period. Do you think when I go back for 90 days, those men are going to go to work on that pier? It's going to cost the money, the company's money to pay their salaries. Well, they went from 30 moves an hour maybe to 8. They're going to be like this. Who's going to win here in the long run? You're better off sitting down and let's get a contract and let's move on with this world. And in today's world, I'll cripple you. I will cripple you. And you have no idea what that means. Nobody does.
Yeah, I'm kind of rooting against that guy. That guy does not come off as somebody I want to root for. And the problem is he doesn't understand that the basic premise is the problem here. I don't want to rely on China for steel. I don't want to rely on foreign countries for lumber and necessary materials for hospitals, construction sites, food. I don't want to rely on foreign countries for that. So if the solution is then we start producing in America again, if the solution is we start making steel and getting lumber in America again, then I'm kind of for that. As you stand up there with your gold chain threatening the American economy, I'm all for American workers. I want the American workers to do well. But I mean, guys, does this guy make you want to support the longshoremen? Not me. Makes me want to say, why don't you either get back to work or we'll just go ahead and start producing things domestically again. And then you can go do your TV interview holding the economy hostage and talk about how important you are and from your yacht or your Bentley. Now, having said that, probably most of the people that work these jobs are great Americans. It's unfortunate that that's the representation they get in an abrasive approach like that. Instead of saying, hey, you know, I'm just looking out for my guys here because we don't want their jobs to get automated out of existence and they're putting in long hours and we think we're important to the economy. And so we'd like a little raise. So we'd like to sit down at the table and just get a deal done as quick as possible. Then you'd maybe root for the guy and say, okay, that sounds reasonable. But when he's up there basically bullying, threatening, it's like, really? So let's see how this thing goes. It'd be real easy, though, even though this guy wants to get up there ostentatiously and act like he's irreplaceable. Actually, I'm not denying that you guys have important jobs and there will be an impact that will be felt, but actually there's other solutions here. There's other solutions. I guarantee you. First of all, you don't think they'll find illegal immigrants to do your job for $50,000 a year? Oh, they will. You don't think they can find Americans that will do the job at the current rates? Easily they could do that if it gets to that point. Or they'll just say, screw you, and automate it and then hire the non-citizens. And maybe if something good comes of this, we can start producing in the United States again and not have to rely on foreign countries and foreign ports. So I don't know. To me, because I didn't have a dog in this fight, and then I start hearing about this guy and seeing him do interviews with the media like that, I'm like, boy, hard to root for you. Hard to root for your guys, which is too bad. Because I'm sure most of them are great Americans that just want job assurances like the rest of us. Now, here's a wife talking about all of it, and mostly she's responding to these conspiracy theories that this is all planned out and it's part of some larger plan. And I'm not discounting that. There could be something in the works here, maybe to exalt Kamala Harris as the master negotiator, but I haven't seen any signs of that quite yet. So again, time will tell, but this idea that all the longshoremen were in on it, I guess she took that personally. Of course, she's doing the talking instead of her husband here mostly. So here's a longshoreman's wife explaining it in clip four.
I'm getting so tired of answering these stupid posts. Do you think that the longshoremen planned this 6 years ago when they started their contract, that it was going to end right at the time that a massive hurricane hit the United States? Do you think they're mind readers and, you know, somehow planned this? Seriously, are you kidding? You realize we have longshoremen in North Carolina and South Carolina that were affected by this hurricane. Now, not only do they have to deal with this hurricane bullshit, they get to deal with it without a paycheck. I have already done multiple videos on this. My heart breaks for those affected by the hurricane. I am from Southeast Texas. I have lived through devastating hurricanes before. This was not planned by the longshoremen. You want to be mad at somebody? Be mad at the companies that broke their last contract and automated when they weren't supposed to. They broke the contract that they signed saying that they weren't going to automate and illegally automated the truck gates, which is why the strike is happening right now. You want to be mad? Be mad at those multi-billion dollar foreign corporations that are causing this. Don't be mad at the workers that are literally standing up for American jobs. We are literally going without paychecks to stand up to these multi-billion dollar foreign companies that are trying to control American workers, and they are standing up for American jobs. We are all in this together. Do you think that this is going to affect us any differently? Do you think that because our, you know, husbands or families are longshoremen, that we're not going to feel the pinch that this is going to cause? We will, just as much, and with no paychecks. If you care about American jobs, if you care about America first, then you will stand up with our longshoremen and fight for them. Fight for American jobs. Because what these foreign companies are trying to do to our workers is not okay. Again, what has happened with the hurricane is absolutely fucking heartbreaking. I cannot stress that enough. But I am tired of answering these kind of comments. He's not a weatherman. He's not a fucking mind reader. He didn't plan this 6 years ago when they signed a six-year contract. These are hardworking Americans that bust their ass to keep this country running, to keep you supplied with the products that you need so that you can just go to the grocery store and pick them up. These guys are who keep America running. You want to be mad at somebody? Again, be mad at the foreign corporations that are taking over and trying to automate American jobs. End of rant.
So I'm just curious how we feel about this, and we will open the phone lines to get your take. I kind of, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a little split. I have to tell you, I am a little split. Because the issue here is obviously a policy issue and a decision issue that was made years ago. And I believe legislation was signed almost a century ago that allowed for this to start happening. And it was re-signed, I think, in the Bush years. But we probably shouldn't have foreign companies owning and running our ports to begin with. And we probably shouldn't be relying on foreign countries and companies to supply our country with supposedly necessary goods and materials. Now, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. They talk a big game, and I'm just saying, we'll see. We'll see. Now, obviously, you want to support American workers. But I don't know. You don't have very good spokespeople. And you're not really selling it to any Americans when you're talking about how, hey, we need to rely on these foreign companies and these foreign countries to get our goods and materials. That kind of is what we would then want addressed ahead of these strike negotiations, quite frankly. And I'm sure there will be a job in the United States for them working as we bring manufacturing back and production back. So I don't know. I kind of see this going on and I'm like, you know, maybe the solution isn't to end the strike. Maybe the solution is to bring manufacturing back into our country so they don't have to rely on foreign companies and foreign countries. And if this rhetoric continues like that, I got a feeling this is not going to go the way of the court of public opinion as they expect. Now, again, we'll see. We'll see what happens as far as the materials, the goods and everything else not coming in anymore and how long it takes to feel that. But the average longshoreman is making six figures a year. And no offense to that woman, but the average American is living paycheck to paycheck and not making six figures a year. So if your husband is bringing in six figures a year, actually, no, you're not feeling the pinch that the average American is. And again, your message is not resonating here. So you're just taking the wrong approach. So I think they have bad representation right now. I think they have bad. Well, the president, who's probably not doing them any favors with his public comments, and then with videos like that that are getting seen, that's probably not doing any favors either. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. We'll see. This was the press release from the Teamsters. This one was a little more aimed, let's just say, for immediate release. Teamsters stand with the International Longshoremen's Association. The following is a statement from Teamsters General President Sean M. O'Brien. Now, he has spoken at Trump rallies before on the failure of the United States Maritime Alliance to present an acceptable contract offer to the International Longshoremen's Association. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters, including our members in the freight industry, stand in full solidarity with the International Longshoremen's Association as they fight for a fair and just contract with the ocean carriers represented by the United States Maritime Alliance. The ocean carriers are on strike against themselves after failing to negotiate a contract that recognizes the value of these workers. Our ILA brothers and sisters play a critical role in keeping the American economy running, and they deserve industry-leading wages and robust job protections for the vital work they perform. The U.S. government should stay the F out of this fight. That seems aimed directly at Biden-Harris. And allow union workers to withhold their labor for the wages and benefits they have earned. Any workers on the road, in their ports, in the air, should be able to fight for a better life, free of government interference. Corporations for too long have been able to rely on political puppets to help them strip working people of their inherent leverage. Don't forget, Teamsters do not cross picket lines. The Teamsters Union is 100% committed to standing with our longshoremen brothers and sisters until they win the contract they deserve. So, again, it's like it's hard not to stand because the vibe here is the good fight. It's the right fight. But, you know, how many times have you heard about strikes like this shutting down the economy? And then how many times have they actually shut the economy down? And, you know, this whole vibe here is very communistic. It's just true. And so that's why unions have always been Democrats, because they like this idea of centralized power.
So let's just see how this goes. I am interested to see what the audience thinks about all this, because I got to say, I'm a little split. I'm just a little split. And maybe part of that is selfish, because I doubt I rely on the goods and services coming in. I don't need their pharmaceutical products, and I shop local steak, eggs, chicken, soap, butter, all from locally sourced at farmers markets. Now, I mean, really? We rely on materials for everything in this country from China and foreign countries? Really? Is that how bad it is? Well, then we got a whole nother problem then, don't we? We got a much bigger problem, don't we? If that's what we rely on. But they got offered a 40% pay increase. They said they want 70 in this economy as they average six figures a year. Now, there's a lot of other economic factors here. Obviously, if the economy wasn't in the dire straits that it's in, then this would probably not be happening as badly. But I'm going to wait and see. I want to take calls on this to get audience opinion. Now, we still have other news to get to as well. Haven't even gotten to this Iran striking Israel. We still got some bad news with the hurricane devastation, and there's just nothing. There's just nothing. The Biden-Harris administration is just a joke at this point. Biden's just given up, and Harris is too busy strutting around like she's the belle of the ball to give a damn about anybody but herself. Now, folks, remember, it's not too late to get your raffle entries to win the monster truck at thealexjonesstore.com. That's right. With every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you get raffle entries to win a monster truck. Now, there's new merchandise getting every day, it seems like. There's a new shirt every day, A new shirt has just been added. Alex Jones for President 2028, brand new, and these are fundraiser shirts. So we're fundraising right now as they're trying to take everything Alex Jones has worked for, everything Alex Jones has built. We're fundraising right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So you get a great T-shirt. You support Alex and InfoWars, and you get raffle entries to win the monster truck. The monster truck. None else like it. Only available when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. T-shirts, hats, and so much more. Enter right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. TheAlexJonesStore.com for amazing T-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, it's debate night, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a schedule update for you.
The War Room concludes at 6 p.m. Central Time. Extended coverage, obviously going through the debate with post-debate coverage. At 6 o'clock, I am going to be joined by Roger Stone. So Roger Stone and I will be doing pre-debate coverage. We'll talk about all this other breaking news as well. And get Roger's opinion on what he expects in the debate. And also what impact he thinks it may or may not have on the election itself. But, you know, speaking of Tim Walz, check out this recent video. This guy, and maybe you guys could pull up the SNL skit they did with Jim Gaffigan. It was like Jim is like, okay, I'm going to go on here and I'm going to pretend to be like a Special Olympics person. I mean, that's, you know, it's a pretty good impression. He does this weird thing. He gets all overexcited and, yeah, there's the, I mean, it's pretty good, but, yeah, he kind of does the special needs thing. And, you know, Tim kind of has some weird vibe. I don't know. There's something off about that guy. But here's Walz. I guess he's about to get on Air Force Two, or I don't know what he's doing on this tarmac. But he does this whole, like, overzealous, like, oh, my gosh, look, I'm out in the public now. I'm waving at everybody. I'm gyrating around. And watch what he does here. Play clip two. It's just so strange. It's so forced. Everything is just so inorganic and forced with this guy. All right, so he gets off the plane. He's going to do this whole weird waving technique. There's nobody there, folks. The tarmac is empty. He's waving at nobody. There's a couple people in the press that are asking questions. Now watch what he does at the end here. He points and waves at nobody. Who's he pointing at? What is that? He's literally pointing and waving at nobody. There is nobody on this tarmac. It sounds like there's maybe five members of the press trying to get a question answered. He ignores them. There's nobody there. He's not waving at anybody. His wife is doing it now, too, this weird freak show. What is that? Well, who is he pointing at? Can you guys give me a freeze frame here? This is just some of the strangest behavior I've ever seen from a politician. I'm not sure who's more forced and phony and inorganic. Is it Tim Walz or is it Kamala Harris? It's like a competition. Look at this. He's pointing into the abyss. And he does that weird, like, neck crank. That weird, like, back bend thing. What in the hell is this guy's deal, for real? He does this little jog thing, too. He does a little Biden hop jog. And then he points at nothing and nobody and waves. Like, there's nobody there, bro. What is this? What, do you want a movie scene? What is this act? All right, Tim, I want you to get out of this car, and I want you to act like you just railed two lines of pure Colombian Bam Bam white powder cocaine, and then just go crazy. I mean, wave at trees and flip your wrists and give thumbs up to nobody and just go and do a little hop jog too and then point to the sky and wave and do a back bend and, I mean, just look insane. Is that what he's being told to do here? So anyway, that's what you're going to get tonight. What kind of freak show? This now alleged communist agent, Tim Walz. So we'll get into that when we come back. But honestly, yeah, there's the fake picture from yesterday. During a TV timeout, Walz and his wife are pretending to celebrate. He doesn't even have a belt on. He's got a plumber's crack showing. Everyone else in the skybox is sitting down, just resting, chilling because it's a TV break. This is the most phony campaign ever. Oh, they couldn't even get a crowd in Las Vegas, even though Harris had at least
50 buses bringing people in. Did you hear anything about her rally and her crowd size?
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I get the feeling, I'm not saying it's not a unified front with the longshoremen there, but I got a feeling there's going to be a counter narrative, if not even from within, very soon. Because I just don't see any leverage being gained from their negotiating stance, tactics, or even the public messaging that we're getting. I just don't see it. And it's going to be hard to sell the American people that are struggling right now that your six-figure salary average isn't enough, that your 40% raise wasn't enough, and that we need to continue to rely on foreign countries and foreign companies for goods and materials. That's just a hard sell. I got to be honest, it's not working on me. But I don't know. I'm kind of split. And I'd like to hear from you on this. I'd like to know your opinion. Maybe we even have members of this union that want to call in and weigh in. But I have a feeling there's going to be this. The narrative here is not going to remain. There's going to be a twist here. There's going to be some pushback. Because they are just not, I don't think any hearts and minds are being won over based off of what I've seen. And when I saw kind of the anti-strike rhetoric this morning, I was like, that's odd. And then I was kind of looking into it, and I was like, kind of a tough stance to support at this point. So I do want to hear from you, and also on some of the other issues we've covered as well. Let's put the phone number on the screen. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, if you want to comment on that. And, you know, I want to get into this hurricane devastation. I'm just not seeing any coverage of this anywhere, honestly. I'm stunned at the lack of response. I'm stunned at the lack of coverage. There are communities, North Carolina may have gotten it the worst. Georgia got it bad. I mean, there are communities that are just crushed, gone. There are people suffering. They don't know. They don't even know what's going on. They're stranded on roofs. As the waters are going down, they're finding dead bodies. It's bad. So if you're in one of these devastation areas and you want to call in and let us know what's going on, it's bad, man. I mean, it's bad. And it's just like, I can't believe the lack of coverage. I really can't. Maybe it's because it's the election year, because, you know, everybody wants to talk about Israel all the time. But these are Americans that are suffering, and they're in need of help, and no, there's just nothing. There's just nothing from the Biden-Harris administration. Now everybody's talking about this strike, so we can talk about that too. By the way, here's some of the headlines. Helene Aftermath
More than 130 dead, historic flooding, millions without power amid catastrophic destruction. Folks, some of these places, I mean, these are regions that, we're talking mountains and cliffs. There have been mudslides, and there's just people that are just stranded. Stranded. No communication, no power, no food, no water. And they're just stranded. They're just hanging on to life. Nothing from the federal government. They're talking about $750 per victim if you qualify. If you qualify. Death toll triples in Asheville area alone after Hurricane Helene guts North Carolina. And as the waters are receding, they're finding people in trees dead, in cars, on rooftops. Oh, my gosh. It's just, and now it's up over 150. Oh, my gosh. Heartbreaking final photo shows North Carolina grandparents trapped on roof before they were swept away by floodwaters along with their grandson. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh. Stranded on the roof, just clinging to life. Grandparents and their grandson, just clinging to life. And then they get swept away. Oh, my gosh. Mm. There's still thousands of people missing, by the way. I mean, hell, entire towns and cities are missing. Entire bridges are just gone. Some of this infrastructure that gets built in these mountain areas, these country areas, that's not easy to repair. It's bad. And the fact that these people were basically given no warning at all when all the signs were there, a big hurricane was coming in. And it was just like nothing. Unbelievable, man. But see, they'll sit here and they'll talk about the strikes on Israel all day, all night, all week. As of now, there have been no deaths reported since I've been on air. I don't know, guys, if you want to look up and see if they're reporting any deaths. No deaths reported. They were telling people to get to the bunker this weekend. I still think it's a coordinated deal. I still think deals have been cut between all these countries. And the U.S. is getting played like a fiddle. By the way, NATO is a complete disaster. Stoltenberg just stepped down. He's like, peace, I'm out. I'm done. I'm done. He's done. He just resigned. He said, I'm out. I'm done. Deal with Ukraine. Deal with Israel. Peace out. Good luck. Just everything falling apart. And that's what you get from weak, corrupt leadership like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And the truth is, it's not even like I'm sitting here like, oh, I want America to control the world and I want to be involved in every foreign conflict and every foreign diplomatic negotiation. If we need to be. I really don't. I don't even care. I'm more of an isolationist. But at the same time, no, we're in a position where this could affect us and we could get drawn into a larger war. And we have like 16 or more, I think, naval fleets in the Middle East right now. We've just sent more Air Force. We sent more National Guard into the Middle East. I mean, my God, these are sitting ducks. They just had a mass shooting in Tel Aviv, by the way. So I guess, those are the only deaths that have been reported. I don't think it was from the strikes. I haven't seen any deaths reported from the strikes. If I'm wrong about that, if there's been an update, crew, please let me know. But as of when I signed on an hour plus ago, there were no deaths reported from the strikes. So Israel knew it was coming. The Iron Dome worked somewhat. People were in their bunkers, probably paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. But there was a mass shooting that I believe killed, I think, 10 people in Tel Aviv. And police were able to eventually bring them down. This was before the strike. Yeah, still no casualties, and that's a recent update, less than 10 minutes ago. So, but that's all they'll talk about all day long. But hundreds of deaths, still thousands missing after the hurricane that happened in America. Those are Americans. But we don't talk about that. I guess the mainstream media loves war too much. They love war more than they love the American people. One side is saying one has died from the strikes. So conflicting numbers. We'll see what the final number is. I'd prefer to see none of it. I think all leadership in the Middle East has just gone completely insane right now, except for maybe Assad. Iran launches hundreds of ballistic missiles at Israel, warns of crushing attacks if IDF responds. Middle East on the brink of all-out war. Israel is just completely shut down. So Israel striking Lebanon, Iran striking Israel, just back and forth and back and forth. Israeli prime minister, this is what tells me there's something else going on here. Israeli prime minister Netanyahu vows to free Iran when Iran is finally free, and that moment will come a lot sooner than people think. So explain to me how a couple terrorist mass shooters are able to get into Tel Aviv and kill at least six people and others wounded, but hundreds of ballistic airstrikes don't have any casualties. I'm telling you, this stuff is just not adding up to me. I don't want any casualties. I don't want any war. I'm anti-war. Always have been, always will be. But at the same time, if I'm adding all this up, it doesn't. Something else is going on here, folks. Something else is going on here. And it's not like your government or any government for that matter. It's not like the mainstream media is going to tell you what's going on. U.S. sees indications of imminent Iranian missile attack on Israel. So they were anticipating it. They were telling Israel citizens to get ready to go to the bunkers. That was over the weekend. And of course, Blinken has already come out and said, we're going to support Israel no matter what. As did all of your Israel-bought-and-paid-for members of Congress, which is probably 98% of them, with the AIPAC money. So they had more to say about supporting Israel than they did about the people that were devastated by Hurricane Helene, just so you know where they stand. That's nice. That's what you got there. Now, what is this going to do to energy? So that, I think, is going to be the interesting thing. When you talk about the longshoreman strike and you talk about the increased war, or facade of war, I don't know. What is that going to do to energy prices? What is that going to do to oil prices? That, I think, is going to be the first and major impact that gets felt from all of this. Now, I got a whole stack of political news here dealing with the debate tonight. But perhaps we'll hold that off into the third hour. And if I can get my caller board up here, guys, we'll start taking calls on these three situations. Really, it's kind of the main thrust of today's transmission. What do you think about this strike? We're having a phone system problem, guys. Okay. So we've got a difficulty with the phone lines. I figure we'll probably have that solved at some time. Okay, then. We'll just go ahead and move on. We'll get into this political news now. Guys, just let me know what we got there. On eve of VP debate, that's tonight, InfoWars will have live coverage. Oversight Committee subpoenas DHS for documents on Tim Walz's alleged ties to the Chinese Communist Party. James Comer says the whistleblower who has come forward noted that there's serious concern amongst DHS personnel regarding a longstanding connection between the CCP and Minnesota Governor Timothy James Walz. The GOP-led Oversight Committee announced Monday it is subpoenaing the Department of Homeland Security for documents concerning Kamala Harris running mate Walz after a whistleblower alleged troubling links between the Democrat governor and the Chinese Communist Party. He's taken, like, how many trips to China? Dozens of trips to China. He even would take his students to China to show them the loving communists. system. He's a commie. He's a dirty commie. This was sent. I just want, can J.D. Vance just do us all a favor tonight? And, you know, it's interesting. You watch these debates, and depending on the political climate and you know, kind of the temperature in the room, you have to prepare differently. I think that Vance has the best ability to prepare for this debate because he knows it's going to be 3-on-1, and he can really strategize his tactics to get the most out of this debate and be the most effective. So it's like, you know, Walls isn't going to answer any questions. So if I'm Vance, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking two things. One, I'm going to answer the questions. I'm going to basically ignore what he says. Maybe you address some of the lies that come from the moderators, but I would almost not even respond to Walls. I would just pretend he's not even there. And I would just address the moderators, answer their questions. And the only time I would maybe address Walls, but I would have a list. If I'm J.D. Vance, I would have a list of things that I want to make sure get said in this debate tonight. I would have a list of things I want to make sure get said. Probably want to mention the illegal immigrant invasions of small town Ohio and Pennsylvania and Alabama. But can J.D. Vance just do us all a favor? And I'll read from this Oversight Committee letter here, but I just want J.D. Vance to do us a favor. Can he just address Tim Walls and just say, you know, you've earned an interesting nickname during this campaign because you wanted to put tampons in the boys' bathrooms at high school. And so I'm just curious, Tim, where do the tampons go, and are you helping the young boys put it there? Maybe that's a little too abrasive. But, you know, it kind of just needs to be addressed. And it's, you know, it's kind of like, do you think Trump saying they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats was effective? I don't know. It's 50-50. But that's the kind of, that would be the highlight of the debate. That would by far be the highlight of the debate. And then maybe people would figure out, oh, they call him Tampon Tim because he literally wants to stick tampons inside of boys' I don't know what. So maybe Vance can get that answer. But this was from the Oversight Committee to Mayorkas and the DHS. During the 118th Congress, the Committee on Oversight and Accountability has conducted a government-wide investigation on how federal agencies are addressing the infiltration and influence campaign to weaken and corrupt the United States undertaken by the Chinese Communist Party. This infiltration and influence tactic is one facet of a larger Cold War the CCP utilizes in its unrestricted warfare against America, which the CCP considers its main enemy. During its briefings with over 20 federal agencies in its investigation, the committee has learned of emphasis the CCP has placed on influencing sub-national government leaders, including state governors. Along those lines, the committee has recently received whistleblower disclosures informing the committee of serious concern among Department of Homeland Security personnel regarding a longstanding connection between the Chinese communists and Minnesota Governor Tim Walls. Specifically through whistleblower disclosures, the committee has learned of a non-classified Microsoft Teams group chat among DHS employees that contains information about Governor Walls that is relevant to the committee's investigation. The committee has also learned that further relevant information regarding Governor Walls has been memorialized in both classified and unclassified documents in control of DHS. The attached subpoena requires DHS to produce said documents and communications regarding Governor Walls' connections to the CCP. Ahead of the debate, this breaks. Nice timing by James Comer. Very nice. Well done. Now, what is Mayorkas going to do? Is he just going to ignore this? Probably. So Kamala, is she regretting picking Kamala Harris says insomnia. Sleep deprived after Biden dropped out when she made the walls pick. She was sleep deprived. She wasn't thinking clearly when she picked Tim Walz. Wow. Sounds like she's throwing him under the bus. Sounds like somebody has regrets. Can you imagine going around on a campaign with this guy? I don't know, maybe she likes it because he might be the only person in politics that's more phony and forced than she is. But at the same time, he's got this wife that's trying to Jill Biden her. And I just can't even imagine what this guy's like behind closed doors. I mean, as weird as he is. Wait a second, what? This guy, I don't know, I think she knows this thing was a disaster. He's not polling well. His ties to the Chinese communists are about to come out. And so she's like, oh, well, you know, I had to pick him, but I was tired. I didn't know any better. As she does a fluff interview with a couple former NBA players on their podcast. Real serious stuff. Real serious stuff. But did you hear? Kamala had a huge rally in Las Vegas. Oh, you didn't hear. That's because it was not a huge rally. It was abysmal. It was a pathetic turnout. Good news for Donald Trump, because I believe this election will come down to Nevada, specifically Las Vegas. Now, remember, in case you didn't see it yesterday, this is how deranged American liberals are. This is how deranged Democrats are. They have a 43-foot nude. It's fully nude. It has male genitalia and everything. That's how sick these people are. They're thinking, hey, I want to make Trump's wee-wee. I mean, my God. Remember when they did that on, was that Stephen Colbert or Conan O'Brien, where they did a whole Trump wee-wee joke with Stormy Daniels? So they, now they're saying, so they put up this nude Trump effigy depicting him hanging so that people could see it when they go to the Harris rally. That's how deranged these people are. And then I think at one point they were dripping blood on top of it. I can't tell. There were images with blood on top of it. I don't know if those were edited or if at one point they had blood on it and washed it off. Now they're saying they want to burn it. They're saying they want to burn it in a satanic ritual. I'm not even kidding you. Trump haters want to burn nude statue of him. They want to burn him like at Burning Man. These are just freaks, man. These are just freaks. Yeah, we should have liberals running the country that want to do satanic, ritualistic burning of Trump effigies. But Trump needs to tone down his rhetoric. Oh, yeah. Kamala's tiny Las Vegas rally includes weirdos, pro-Palestinian protesters, and a guy wearing a Satan respects pronoun shirt. That might have been a troll, actually. I think that was Alex Stringer. But point is, it was a tiny rally. Oh, it was Jimmy Kimmel. There it is. I mean, these people are sick. What happened to the Kamala Harris crowd size? Remember Kamala Harris crowd size? Kamala Harris, you're not hearing about that anymore. By the way, she had over 50 buses busing people to this rally, and they still couldn't get a turnout. How's the campaign going, Kamala? How's that? Timmy! Walls pick going for you.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. InfoWarsNaturals.com that's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Do a fake photo op pretending like she cared about the victims of the hurricane, and it turned out to just be totally fake. Blank pieces of paper, headphones not plugged into the phone. So then because they were getting some pushback, and then Donald Trump called him out for doing nothing and faking it, then Biden did this fake little stunt last night. He doesn't even look like he knows where it is, but they gathered some people up for a little stunt video to pretend like they're doing something. But Biden looks just completely dazed and confused. But see, this is proof. Biden's doing something. He cares in clip six. Clip six.
Mr. President and Governor Cooper, Donald Trump has accused both of you of ignoring the
decision. He's lying. Let me get this straight. He's lying. And the governor told him he was lying. The governor told me he's lying. I've spoken to the governor, spent time with him, and he told me he's lying. I don't know why he does this. And the reason I get so angry about it, I don't care about what he says about me. But I care what he communicates to the people that are in need. He implies that we're not doing everything possible.
And what have you done, Joe?
We are. And you spoke to the governor. I assume you heard the Republican governor of Georgia talk about that he was on the phone with me more than once. So that's simply not true, and it's irresponsible.
So Biden, what have you done? I've had a phone call. That's all he said. He's had a phone call. That's all he said. He's had a phone call. So he had a phone call, and Kamala Harris had a photo op. So Biden made a phone call from the beach, and that whole thing is staged. They bring in the reporter. They say, hey, ask this question so Joe Biden can address it. He fumbles and bumbles through it. They do that staged video photo op, and he says, I had a phone call. Why don't you get your ass down there? Donald Trump was there. Donald Trump donated millions of his own money to get supplies and materials, and then went himself while you were at the beach, you jackass. He made a phone call. Biden's done, by the way. He was probably forced to do that. And now I'm seeing videos, and we're going to try to secure it, but now I'm seeing videos. Kamala Harris is doing the press conferences now. Joe Biden is not even going to address the nation, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden, the supposed president, never was president, was he? Joe Biden, the president in name only, is not going to address the nation about the port strike. He's not going to address the nation about the chemical explosion. He's not going to address the nation about the hurricane disaster. And he's not going to address the nation about the escalation of war in the Middle East. He's not going to do it. And now Kamala Harris apparently is going to be holding these press conferences. Wow. That is bad. That's bad. Now, I think, do we have the new walls clip? So he's done it again. So you saw him waving at the clouds, pointing at the clouds, and that was when he was taking off. Now he's landed. He does the same thing. He gets off the plane and starts pointing and waving at clouds again. What is this guy's deal? Go ahead. There's nobody there. He's waving at nobody. What is this weird, like, head-jerking thing he does? Waving at nobody, pretending like there's a huge audience there that he's waving at. And his wife does the same thing. Folks, there's nobody there. They're waving at... What is this guy's deal? What is this guy's deal? All right, we're going to try to secure the Kamala Harris press conference. I think she just did a brief statement. I mean, somebody has to say something out of this White House. Biden's probably napping right now. By the way, we are having some technical difficulties with the phone lines. We're not sure what's going on. We're not exactly equipped to do an X Spaces out of this studio. So I want to hear from you. I intended on hearing from you today. I'm not sure that's going to be possible. I'll give you an update if any of that changes. And we're going to try to secure the Kamala Harris press conference. It might have just been a brief statement, and then she just is out, because, I mean, they got to do something with all of this stuff going on. And it's really just Biden's given up, and so that's what it is. There's this huge void because Joe Biden's given up. They ran the coup on Biden, so he just says, I'm done, deal with it yourself, F you, you don't want me anymore, then I'm out. And so now Harris basically has to act as the president while she's campaigning to run for president against the current president. Boy, that's something. Isn't that something?
Isn't that something? All right. In the meantime, though, you have Trump in Wisconsin today. I think we've got that ready to go. So why don't we pop into Donald Trump in Wisconsin? We'll try to get the Harris clip as well. Maybe we can get the phone lines working. If not, I got some other news as well we're going to cover. But let's see if we can't pop in and hear from Donald Trump in Wisconsin.
I witnessed the damage firsthand yesterday in Georgia, and as you know,
Biden didn't. North
Carolina was just devastated. We can't even get in. They don't have communication. They don't have anything. Towns were flooded. Asheville is, as you know, totally underwater. Big place. Massive numbers of lives were lost yesterday, the day before yesterday, and still counting. They have a lot of missing people. The people living in western North Carolina, incredible. Patriots, they really are. I know that area well, and they're still suffering immensely, and we need to help them, and we are going to help them as citizens in Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, and a couple of other places got a little hit, but in particular these places, and Georgia was hit very, very hard. But I want to thank Elon Musk for responding to my request that Starlink be provided to North Carolina. You know, and the lines rolled down.
Pause it right there real quick, and let's look at this report about what they've done to Elon Musk. Now, remember, the Biden-Harris administration spent $42 billion to connect people to the Internet. They didn't connect a single person. Elon Musk offered to do the same thing for less than $1 billion, and they rejected him. So this is the reporting from Sawyer Merritt. Last year, the FCC upheld its 2022 decision to deny SpaceX's Starlink an $885 million subsidy to bring broadband to 642,000 Americans living in rural areas. FCC Chair Jessica Rosen-Worsell didn't think Starlink could deliver the promised service. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that ironic? So they said, we don't want SpaceX's Starlink for a fraction of the price. What is 885 divided by 42 million? What is it, like 5%? So we don't want to have Starlink with a proven track record of getting people connected to the Internet efficiently and punctually for like 5% of the price. Nope, we don't want that. We don't believe he can do it. How ironic is that, as they were, of course, completely wrong. And now they're just, Musk is just donating equipment to get people connected and disaster areas, war zones. Today, Starlink is connecting over 7,700 new customers per day. FEMA is sending Starlink terminals to help victims in North Carolina due to Hurricane Helene. Oh, so they'll take it. Oh, so they'll take it when there's a disaster, but they won't sign the contracts with them. This administration is just a freaking clown show. And the world's largest airlines are signing contracts to outfit their entire fleets with Starlink. It has been proven to be a reliable and fast service for millions of users. But the Biden administration's $42 billion contract has not connected a single person. Zero. Zero. Must be nice. Who got that deal? The FCC had program requirements that Starlink didn't have to meet until 2025, yet the FCC chair was unfairly making a prediction about whether Starlink would meet them or not years before the deadline. Now, this is all discrimination against Elon Musk. This is all criminal politics, criminal bureaucracy, because they just didn't want to deal with Elon Musk because they don't like his politics. And so instead they spent $42 billion and got nothing instead of spending less than $1 billion and actually having it work with a proven track record. It's a joke. FCC Chair Rosen-Worsell says Starlink is not a trustworthy technology. Oh, but you trust it when there's a disaster and you want it for free. The private sector certainly trusts it. Militaries trust it in war zones. Jessica Rosen-Worsell. This woman is a joke. The FCC should reverse this decision, but they decided not to. They decided not to. So Biden, $42 billion, no one connected to the Internet. Musk's Starlink would have done it for $800 million, would have connected at least 500,000 Americans, and they said, nope, we don't want that deal. Criminal political persecution, bad politics, bad policy. That's all you get. That's all you get from these lying, scheming Democrats. And a bad economy to boost, an open border to boost. All right, let's go back to Trump. He was just addressing that. Go ahead.
Carolina, the area that was hit, and they were all saying, does anybody know Elon Musk? I said, yeah, I do. I raised my hand. They asked a question. I said, yeah, I know. I said, what's the problem? They said, do you think you could get him to get Starlink, which is amazing stuff, right? Said, Starlink. And I said, I don't know too much about Starlink, but if you want it, we can get it. I called Elon, and they had so many people over there, Tommy. They had so many people over there so quickly, and they have great communication now. But, I mean, it's just – it's a terrible – but thank you, Elon, and because of you, they're in really great shape now from the standpoint of emergency needs. And we're going to be going there on Friday. I hope we can get in because it's tough. It's really bad. One of the worst – they say one of the worst hurricanes, maybe the worst hurricane they've ever seen. Some people that have done this for 25 years said that was the worst they've ever seen because of the water. The water was the big one. They had big winds, but the water was the big damage. It just went over the top of houses, if you can believe. Houses. And people went up to the second floor for safety, and literally the water went over the house. But we mourn all of our fellow citizens who have lost their lives, and we're keeping their families in our hearts, and we'll continue to work with them. But praise be to God. I tell you, it's really incredible. And then on top of that, as you know, the world right now is spiraling out of control. You might not have seen what's happened because it was a few hours ago. A lot of people were here. There's so many people outside, which we appreciate. But a lot of people were here a short time ago. Iran launched 181 ballistic missiles at Israel. And I've been talking about World War III for a long time. And I don't want to make predictions because the predictions always come true. We're not going to make, but they are very close to global catastrophe. We have a non-existent president and a non-existent vice president who should be in charge, but nobody knows what's going on. She was at a fundraiser in San Francisco, a city that she totally destroyed, by the way. San Francisco was the best city in the country maybe 20 years ago, and today you can't even go there. You can't even live there. And I speak against myself because I own property there. I shouldn't be saying that. I should say it's the greatest place in the world. Let's sell my property. But I say it's... I don't know, maybe it stages a comeback, but it's literally not livable. And 20 years ago, it was the best city in the country, probably one of the best cities anywhere in the world. But they, she was caught yesterday on an airplane staging a fake photo op. Did you see that with the telephone? The only problem is she didn't have the phone plugged in. You know, she was talking. She's talking on the phone. The phone is not plugged in. She's talking like she's working. You know, I'm working so hard. Oh, boy, what a group. What a group. No one is in charge of our country, and it's not even clear. Really, I mean, who's in charge between the two of them? You have a president, I guess. You have a vice president, I guess. She should have never been chosen because she never got any votes. I'm not a big fan of his, but he got 14 million votes, and that was a coup. Would you say, Scott, that was a coup? If Scott Walker says it was a coup, Tommy, I say it was a coup, okay? But it was a coup. It was terrible, and nobody's ever seen anything like it. And we're doing great in the polls. They just came out with new ones. Rasmussen, we're really good. I mean, it took a little honeymoon. You know, for 4 weeks, you did nothing but hear about... She went from being the worst vice president in history. He's the worst president in history. It's the worst administration by far in the history of our country. Look at our border where people are pouring in and they're criminals and they're murderers and drug dealers. Look at what they've done. And then she goes up 6 days ago, 5 days ago, and tries to explain that, you know, we're going to do great things in the future. And I always say that everything they say, why didn't you do it 4 years ago? Why didn't you do it? They keep talking. She said, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to... But she's not going to do any of it. They're incompetent. We can't have another 4 years. We can't have another 4 years of what we went through. It's embarrassing. The whole world is laughing at us. That's why Israel was under attack just a little while ago, because they don't respect our country anymore. The so-called enemy doesn't respect our country any longer. They don't. And, you'll get it back soon, I hope. Thank you. Whoever that is, who is that person? Who said that? Thank you. Thank you very much. That's very nice. Even though she disturbed my chain of thought. That kind of a disturbance, we don't mind, right? But when I was president, Iran was in total check. The Iranians were starved for cash. Nobody was buying their oil. And they were ready to make a deal. They wanted to make a deal. They wanted to do something. And a terrible thing. You know, we got more votes in the second election. As you know, we're 2016, 2020. We got millions and millions more votes the second time. And they missed by just a little sliver, right? They said, somebody said like 18, 19,000 votes. It's just a disgrace. They're not going to be able to do that a second time. They're not going to be able to do that a second time. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris made Iran rich in a very short period of 3.5 years. They have $300 billion now. They're rich. I mean, they pay $6 billion every time they have a... if they have somebody that was kidnapped, it's always $6 billion. Who ever heard of that? Somebody else gets like $4,000. How much you want? Give me $2,000. You have anything? $6 billion. It's always $6 billion. With Russia, it was $6 billion. And they also got back their spy, the greatest spy, they say, perhaps. He was a spy, but he was really more of an arms merchant. And the greatest arms merchant, the greatest buyer of military equipment, they say, anywhere at any time. They got him back. But we got our basketball player back. That was the trade. Well, that is true. She used to tie her sneakers during the national anthem, right? And we got her back, and they got the best. And I'm not saying he's a nice human being, but he was the number one arms dealer in the world for a long time. But Iran was on the verge of bankruptcy. They had no money left. They had no money for Hamas. They had no money for Hezbollah, the people they're fighting now. They would have been willing to make any deal. You could have made any deal, but Kamala flooded them with American cash. And even now, I mean, they're flooding them with cash. It's honestly, it's not even believable. It's like men and women sports. It's not believable. It's like open borders. Why would they want an open border? You know, it's so stupid. We're the party of common sense, by the way. We are the, I like to say it all. Forget conservative, yes. But, you know, more, we're the party of common sense, because it's really more common sense than anything else. We want borders. We want fair elections. We want honest elections. And if you don't have those two things, you don't have a country, really. And we don't have a border. We had, coming into our country in the last three and a half years, more than 21 million people. And many of those people were people you do not want to have in your country. And we'll discuss that in a couple of seconds. But ever since Iran has been exporting terror all over the world, and it's been just unraveling. The whole Middle East has been unraveling. But, of course, the whole world has been unraveling since we left office. Russia would have never attacked Ukraine. This would have never happened in the Middle East. It wouldn't have been on October 7th. You wouldn't have had inflation. You know, we'll go to a different topic. You wouldn't have had inflation. None of these things would have happened. How about Afghanistan, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, in my opinion? Not that we're getting out. I would have gotten out. We were going to get out with dignity and strength. But they get out at the most embarrassing. People falling 3,000 feet off airplanes. The whole thing was bedlam. We lost 13 great soldiers. I got to know their families. And a lot of people, you know, they never talk about the people that lost their arms, their legs, their face. They obliterated. And hundreds of people died. Hundreds of people died that day. On the other side, because I count the other side, too. But hundreds of people, gross incompetence. You don't take the military out first, let's put it that way. He took the military. Remember, a year ago, I brought a young boy who was 5 years old, took him out of the audience. I gave him a quick little study. And I said at the end, so now you know everything about the event. Do you take the military out first or last? He looked at me. You take the military out last, sir. The kid was 5 years old. But we took the military out first, and that's when it came. That was what happened. You know, for 18 months, not one under my administration, 18 months, not one soldier was shot at. Not one soldier in Afghanistan was killed. And, well, I talked to the leader, because they were killing a lot of our soldiers with sniper fire, and they were killing a lot of our soldiers during the Obama-Biden administration. And I called the head of the Taliban, because it's the Taliban that really, and they said, how come you're calling him, the press, the fake news? Look at all of them. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of cameras. But I called his name, Abdul. I said, Abdul, you're not going to do this anymore, Abdul. Anyway, it's a long story. They said, why would you call him? I said, because that's where the problem is with Abdul and with the Taliban. And it's like Jesse James. Is it Jesse, why do you always go after banks? Why do you rob banks? He said, because that's where the money is. Pretty simple story, right? But that's where the problem was. And since that time, 18 months, we didn't have one soldier killed or even shot at, not one soldier, but they took the military. When they took over, they took the military.
All right, we'll continue to cover Trump's rally here in Wisconsin. We also have a special report on the trafficking that's going on at the southern border, and we'll do a little more build up to tonight's debate. As I said, unfortunately, phone lines are going to be down. We're not going to be able to get your comments on the stories covered today. Was hoping we could hear from you, but technical issues have our phone lines down. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there was a classic InfoWars t-shirt. We called it the InfoWars in Your Face t-shirt. A big, bold InfoWars logo on the front of the t-shirt. Can't be mistaken. Can't be misread. And it's back now at thealexjonesstore.com. And this is a fundraising t-shirt. So not only do you get a classic InfoWars t-shirt that has been brought back, once limited edition, now back at thealexjonesstore.com, you also get entered in the Monster Truck Raffle. Get a great t-shirt, support Alex Jones, and get a Monster Truck Raffle entry, multiple entries. Actually, there is that monster truck right there on the screen. With every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you get raffle entries for the monster truck. Lots of new t-shirts, lots of new hats, lots of throwback t-shirts as well. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, we got a report on the trafficking at the southern border. We'll go back to Donald Trump and some other news as well.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12 Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We just unraveled a cartel in our county, dismantling that cartel. The people in that cartel that we arrested openly admitted that within the last 3 years, it's easier now to move human beings, drugs, guns, fentanyl most specifically across the border, and that it's easier now than in the history of their cartel.
That's what makes me mad, is that these people with power seem to get away with it.
The Epstein scandal has focused the spotlight on alternate pieces of the international sex trafficking industry due to a tidal wave of whistleblowers and victims coming forward.
Very compelling testimony this morning from Jeffrey Epstein's pilot, Larry Vislowski. He went into great detail about how Epstein and Maxwell used his planes to fly all across the country and indeed the world.
We were getting more of a narrative of exactly how this operation ran, this sex trafficking operation.
As the parallels to Epstein are unavoidable in the twisted saga of Canadian fashion mogul Peter Nygaard.
The American FBI is now investigating what happened behind the front gates of Peter Nygaard's estate here in the Bahamas. Were there multiple acts of rape, as alleged? Was there an underage sex trafficking ring? For now, this is as far as we can get, at least on foot.
For decades in Winnipeg, Peter Nygaard was untouchable.
10 women have launched a class action lawsuit against Canadian clothing manufacturer Peter Nygaard.
Under investigation for rape,
a number of women claim they were victims of what they call a sex trafficking ring.
For decades, Nygaard has seemed unusually well insulated against such allegations. But now, 125 women have joined that American civil suit.
He's been indicted in the Southern District of New York on multiple charges of sex trafficking minors and racketeering.
Slowly but surely, the elite's industrialized, perverse, acquired tastes feeding on children and teenagers will reach a turning point as their straw house built on a system of blackmail in exchange for power begins to burn like wildfire.
I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that you're my child also. Please tell the story.
So, on the street.
It is what you think it is.
Sarah Copen agreed to sit down with us and discuss the darkest and sickest crimes the organization sees.
They see these children as a market, as a commodity.
Product.
Yes.
Who buys children and infants for sex?
I've seen old to young. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. It doesn't matter what your color is. It doesn't matter what your belief is.
In 2017, 60 people were arrested, 4 children found in an FBI-led sting that uncovered a child sex trafficking ring here in Georgia. Among the victims, a 3-month-old infant and her 5-year-old sister. Their going price, $600.
You know they eat babies. That is not bullshit. It's true.
So it's not just the dogs and the cats, not just the pets.
It's not just the dogs and the cats. They're full-on vampires. And everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They're full-on vampires. They love the taste of human flesh, and they drink human blood. So many kids that I was in mental institutions with over the years, they are all from those cults, and they've covered it all up. They covered it all up.
And the children claim that they were flown into the mountains where they were involved with adults in robes, black robes, chanting candles. They talked about the brown babies who were cut up, actually sacrificed, And in checking into this and researching this, of course, this was obviously a satanic ceremony.
The multi-billion dollar child trafficking network operating between the cartels and the U.S. government is no longer an open secret. It is a known criminal enterprise, recently exposed in the must-see documentary, This Is Treason, at thisistreason.com. Share this documentary to free the millions of children praying for help right.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're seeing some shifts now in the conversation with the developments in Israel. One reported dead, and it appears at this time it was basically like shrapnel from a missile that fell on a person. It wasn't even from the explosion. So we're getting more info on that. But the conversation is shifting, and the populist is saying, hey, I don't want to have anything to do with this war. Ron Paul just released a public statement, and a lot of the public commentary is now, hey, it's realizing we got our own problems here. We got a wide open border here. We just had a hurricane, a natural disaster here. We got problems. We got the strike going on. We just had a chemical lab explosion. And we're supposed to be sitting here talking about Israel all day long. People are just done with it, man. It's time to solve our own problems. Now, Netanyahu has just made another public statement. I mean, this thing just escalates. It just keeps escalating. And Netanyahu is now threatening Iran and saying they're going to pay the price for what they've done. So I don't know where it goes from here. I don't want anything to do with any of it. Israel can handle itself. Do whatever you want. But I am sick of the one commentary of the Israeli loyalists in the American conservative media. There's nothing conservative about supporting foreign wars with these jackasses. They're not conservatives at all, actually. Really, they're probably about as bought and paid for as the U.S. Congress is, quite frankly, by the Israeli lobby. You're Ben Shapiro types. But it's, oh, Iran must pay. They've done it this time. I'm sorry, this is an illogical fallacy. If you're justifying Israel's actions with October 7th and saying, if you start a war, get ready for a fight. Okay, so then you're justifying Israel bombing the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, embassies, Syria, Lebanon. You're justifying that, saying, hey, they started on October 7th, but now Iran striking Israel, that's unacceptable, that's intolerable. They've done it this time. You're not allowed to do that. It just that's a logical fallacy. So it's either war or it's not. And now it looks like it's going towards war. But we'll see. The whole thing seems very coordinated. I think Netanyahu and the Iran leaders are maybe negotiating their own regime change, their own resettlements. So we're going to wait and see how this whole thing plays out. I want nothing to do with it. The American people want nothing to do with it. We're sick of these foreign wars. We've got our own damn problems. I just want nothing to do with it anymore. I'm done. Figure it out yourself. Israel can take care of itself. And I just want peace. But if those people in the Middle East can't figure out peace, then good luck. Good luck. I don't want any more American blood. I don't want any more American treasure. We're done. But we are going to go back to Donald Trump. By the way, here's Biden mumbling through. This is Biden's address to the public on the developments in Israel. See if you can even understand a word he mumbles here in clip 12.
I've been spent the morning and part of the afternoon in the Situation Room and meeting with my whole national security team and consulting with the Israelis indirectly because in terms of their impact on us. And the national security team has been, as I said, in constant contact with Israeli officials and their counterparts and is going to continue to be brought to me throughout the day. We're still allowed to share updates when we get them, and we will do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be on the ball. Here's Kamala Harris taking questions from the press after a very short scripted press conference that lasted about 60 seconds. Here she is taking questions from the press in clip 11.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. So none of them are taking questions from the press, and Kamala Harris is doing official presidential press conferences now that are scripted in less than 5 minutes. And Tim Walz is running around like waving at clouds. So that's what you get there. Let's go to the real president of the United States. How about that? Donald Trump.
Soldier, but they took the military. When they took over, they took the military, and then all hell broke loose. These people are grossly incompetent, and now we have them in charge of potentially World War III, and World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction like nobody's ever seen before. I know because I rebuilt our military. I rebuilt it. It needed it. And I hated rebuilding that, but I rebuilt that too because we had no choice. But Iran had no money when I was in charge. They had a lot of money when I started. They had no money when I finished. And now they have $300 billion and another $300 billion from their wholly owned subsidiary, Iraq. It's a wholly owned subsidiary. They probably don't like it when I say that, but that's true. Iraq doesn't like it. But they have $300 billion also from oil. Remember, I used to say, don't go into Iraq. Don't do it to Bush. Don't do it. Don't go into Iraq. But they went into Iraq. Then they were there. I said, all right, you're there. Keep the oil. Just keep there. Remember, I used to say, keep the oil. You know, Iraq has more oil than almost anybody. It's like massive. But they didn't keep the oil, and they have hundreds of billions of dollars right now. Under my administration, we had no war in the Middle East. We had no war in Europe. We had harmony in Asia. We had no inflation. We had no Afghanistan catastrophe. Instead, we had peace, peace, peace. We had a lot of peace. Think of it. The only war we had was ISIS. And I went to ISIS. I wanted to see what the hell was going on. I went to Iraq. I flew there late at night, middle of the night. I landed and spoke to a lot of great people. And I spoke to a general, Raisin Kane. You know that story. I won't go into it. But Raisin Kane, General Raisin Kane, a real general. And these aren't like the guys you see on television. These are the real generals. We have unbelievable military. Believe me, we wiped them out in 4 weeks instead of 5 years. It was supposed to take, sir, it'll take 5 years to... I said, we got the greatest planes, the greatest weapons in the world. What do you mean 5 years? So I went over there and I said to the general, I landed. I saw him central casting. These guys were all central casting. Better than anybody that you could get in Hollywood to. Because they're a little not so good in Hollywood, you know. They don't look quite as tough. They don't look quite as tough. And I said, like, what's your name? I'm coming down the stairs from Air Force One. I said, so what's your name? He said, Kane, sir, Kane. Oh, what's your first name? Well, they call me Raisin. I said, what? They call me Raisin. I said, you mean your name is Raisin Kane? Yes, sir. You're the guy I'm looking for. I'm finally finding Tommy, the guy that I want. I said, how come it's taking so long to get rid of this ISIS? I mean, they fight with knives. By the way, they're great fighters. They are. They're great fighters. Just ask some of their other rivals, but they're great fighters. Well, they weren't doing it the right way. So why didn't you do it the way you wanted? Because it's not up to me. When they came in from Washington, you know, the Millies of the world, stiffs, total stiffs, stupid people. They said, they told us how to fight, sir. But I said, so why didn't you change it? Did you talk? No, sir, we're not allowed to do that. You don't do that in the military. You take your orders. I said, well, that's strange. I don't know if that's a good system or bad. In one way, it's good, but in a lot of ways, it's probably bad. I said, so what? Do you know how to do it? Yes, sir, I do. So how long would it take? We've been fighting them for years, and they say it would take 5 years to get rid of them. How long? We can do it in 4 weeks, sir. What? We can knock them out in 4 weeks. I said, 4 weeks? You got to understand, these guys are like central casting. He had a drill sergeant that was better looking and tougher than any guy you could ever put into a movie. You know, we've had a couple of them. Have you ever seen where the drill sergeant goes in and he has these actors, big name actors, and he's trying to teach them how to become a drill sergeant in the movie. He's a drill sergeant. And after about 5 minutes, the actor said, I could never do that. Because it's a different level, okay, of toughness. And one movie, what was that great movie that was made where a Full Metal Jacket. You know, they took somebody from the military, a top drill sergeant, right? Oh, that's good. Stand up. Oh, that's great. Full Metal Jacket, right? He was supposed to get the Academy Award. He should have gotten it, but he actually, you know, honestly, he wasn't acting. But he was unbelievable in that movie. So he was teaching, I don't want to use the names, but big stars. And they were really bad. And then one of the producers came in from one of the big studios, MGM, whatever it was, and he saw this guy saying, do it this way. And he's screaming like crazy, like right in the guy's face as far. And he said, I don't think any actor can do that. Anyway, they end up hiring the guy that was supposed to teach. He went through five actors, and every one of them was weak and not believable. And he went through five, and then the guy sees it. He said, maybe we could get this guy, but nobody ever heard of him. He was in the military. And it ended up to be one of the greatest movies because of him, largely because of him. And he was supposed to get the Academy Award, but they didn't, you know, because he wasn't part of the establishment, to put it mildly, right? But he was great. How good was that movie, right? Doesn't get too much better. That's great. I like that. But now we go in, and he says to me, four weeks, sir. I said, 4 weeks? We've been fighting for years, like, what, 20 years? He said, no, we can do it. Why is it that it's so bad? Well, sir, they wanted to all leave from this major base, but we're very far away. By the time the planes got there, they had to come back. Refueling them was tough, but they had to really come back, so they'd be over there for about just a short period of time, like about 5 minutes, and then they have to start heading back because it's a very long flight. And we didn't have any time, and we didn't have the right aircraft. We were sending wrong. He said, but we have auxiliary bases. We have what we call portable bases, sir. We have portable runways in the desert. Very good. And we got a lot of them, sir. They didn't want to use them because they wanted to be politically correct. I said, so what would you do? I'd use them, sir. And so you tell me you think you can do something in 4 weeks that these people in Washington couldn't do in 5 years. And they said 5 years, and we don't know if we could do it. Yes, sir. How sure are you? 100% you'll have time left over. So yeah, you got to be kidding. This was a good trip, the great Tommy Thompson. This was a good trip for me, Tommy, because I said, you know, I didn't expect this result. I said, maybe 2 years, 3 years. And he goes, no, sir. I said, so what are you going to do? We're going to get to these bases. We're going to hit them from the left. We're going to hit them from the right. We'll hit them from the east and the west and the north and the south. We're going to come from underneath. We're going to come under the ground. We're going to go over their heads. We're going to come from so many different. They're not going to know what the hell. And I'm using a good word because Franklin Graham does not like it when I curse. It's not nearly as good. I keep telling him. I could have used a word that would have shocked the hell out of you. You would have loved it. Then you would have gone home and said, he uses foul language. No, Franklin Graham said, sir, we love your stories. We love you. We love you. But, sir, if you could not use foul language, it would be even better. He's wrong about that. It's not as good. Okay? Not as good. But, not as good. But anyway, and he said, yeah, we'll knock him out. And I won't go through the rest of the story, but the bottom line, it was less than 4 weeks. The guy was unbelievable, and they knocked the hell out of him. And we defeated 100% of the ISIS caliphate, 100% of it. And I tell that story sometimes because we have actually a great military, and we don't have a woke military. I mean, some of these idiots on top are woke. They're politicians more than they are military people. That's why they got there, frankly, which is a little bit sad. You should get there based on military victory, not because of that. But we have, you could keep these people like that fought for me so brilliantly. You could put them in a woke cage. We go to a woke cage for 2 years, scream at them, only woke stuff. And when they come out, they'll say, let's go USA, let's go MAGA. They'll say, we want MAGA. They won't be convinced. They won't be convinced. And Tommy, they're not going to be woke. I guarantee you. I met them. They're not wokesters. Anyway, so now war or the threat of war is raging everywhere, and the two incompetent people running our country, or what? I don't actually think they're even running it, are leading us to the brink of World War III, a war like no other. This is what the policies of weakness and appeasement have brought to the world. And as I've been saying for a long time, you know, terrible things can happen. When you have incompetent leadership, really bad things can happen. I mean, there's a story that I just told you about how quickly we took out the enemy that we were fighting for 20 years, close to 20 years. You wouldn't trust Joe or Kamala to run a lemonade stand anywhere, would you? If your child were running a stand, you know, the way I used to run a lemonade stand, I'd say, Mom, outside of my house in Queens, I'd run. There weren't that many people walking in front of the stand, but I ran it. But if I wasn't going to run it, I wouldn't let one of those two run it because they wouldn't have any idea. Like Joe, he was essentially convicted of documents. You know, I was with all the weaponization. I went through years of hell. And I have the Presidential Records Act lets you do that. But I went through years of this. Well, he had the same thing times 10. And they found him, and he didn't have the Presidential Records Act because he wasn't president, right? And so he was guilty. And they said, okay, he's guilty. He's guilty. But we're not going to hold him to it because he's incompetent. Right? That's what they said, essentially, in a little different language. They said, we're not going to hold him to it. So he is guilty, but we don't think he can stand trial. But he's allowed to run our country, but he can't stand trial. I said, what's that all about? But I said, you know what? If that's the only way to get out where they find you incompetent, I said, I'd rather be found guilty. I don't want that to be happening. I don't want that to be happening. But they weaponized government. It's no surprise that Iran desperately wants Kamala Harris to be president. They endorsed her. I think they actually endorsed her. I don't know. So did Putin. Putin endorsed her. And he was endorsed. He actually endorsed her with a smile on his face. He's going like, no, I think her. He would want her. He would want. I don't think he knew exactly what to say. It was very interesting, actually. But he did. He said, because of her experience. Oh, experience in losing. Because they know as long as she's in power, they can take advantage of America like never before. And, you know, for 4 years, this country was respected. I was respected, but this country was respected. Viktor Orban said, if you bring Trump back, he's the head of Hungary, you bring Trump back, there won't be any problems anywhere. We had no problems in the world. But that's why they target me. That's why I'm targeted. I'm targeted by a lot. Iran and targeted, we know for a fact, but probably others. But they target. They only target consequential presidents. They don't target Joe on the beach as he sleeps. He sleeps. How do you fall asleep when cameras are raging, right? You got the paparazzi, you got everybody. He's dead sound asleep. I wish I could have that secret because, you know, that's a talent. I wish I could do that. Sleep with the cameras. Tommy, could you do that? I don't think Scott could do that, right? I don't think so. But If I were in charge, today's attack on Israel never would have happened. All of the things that we're talking about never would have happened, including that botched withdrawal that made us look so bad. Probably the reason that Russia went into Ukraine. They saw that, and they, because it was right after that, they saw that and they said, wow, these people are not what we thought. If I win, we will have peace in the world again. I guarantee we will have peace in the world again. And if Kamala gets four more, unthinkable, right? If she gets four more years, the world goes up in smoke. This world will go up in smoke. So we're grateful to be joined today by some tremendous people from Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. We should win Wisconsin. Will you please make sure? Right? If we win Wisconsin, we win. Right, Scott? Now, if we win Wisconsin, we win. It's going to be a big one. And I've done a lot for Wisconsin, you know. The shipbuilding contract, I took such heat from other states. They wanted it, and I gave it to Wisconsin. And they're doing a good job, aren't they? I hear that. Big, big contract, one of the biggest contracts. They're doing a good job, but I took a lot of heat. And the Keystone XL pipeline, I know you were had a lot of people involved in that. What a bunch of stupid people. To think of it, I rejected Putin's pipeline going through. I had it stopped. And I approved the Keystone XL pipeline, also the Dakota pipeline. By the way, isn't it nice to have a guy that doesn't need teleprompters to tell this stuff? Thanks. You know, I'm going through all these names, and it's not part of my thing. I'm going through all these names. You think Biden could do that? I don't think so. He can't remember. I won't say. I was going to almost say his wife's name, but I didn't want to say that. I almost said it. Remember when he called his sister, his wife? Some things you can't do. You know what you can't do? When he, and I'm not, I don't want to talk about him because he's gonzo. He's gonzo in many ways. But remember, it's great to be in New Hampshire. And he was in Florida. And you can't make, you know, Winston Churchill was a great speaker, but if you say, like, it's great to be in Iowa and it's Idaho, at least that's within the realm, right? But the Florida stuff you can't do with the palm trees, right? But do you remember he did that? And I was saying, you know, if you were Winston Churchill, he was a great orator. If you were Winston Churchill and make a, but, and you made that mistake, no matter how good you speak for the, you could speak for 2 hours after that, it's over, right? It's over. You will never have a successful speech. So, but we're grateful to be joined today by a man who's really incredible, respected all over. We'll bring him with us. He's just somebody that really poured his guts out for this state and did a fantastic job. He was a great governor, Scott Walker. Scott, thank you. Thank you, Scott. And another former governor, so respected, he's like the dean. He's the dean, they call him that. And I'll never forget, in 2016, I ran, and he said, sir, you're wasting your time. You're not going to win Wisconsin. I said, I think I will. I made a speech up there, but place. I said, no, he's not going to win Wisconsin. But here's the deal. Remember this?
All right, again, that's Donald Trump in Wisconsin today. Kamala Harris, basically a disappearing act, short press conference. Joe Biden mumbling through some meetings at the White House. We have some clips we're going to come back and play. Remember, it is debate night here at InfoWars. We're going to have extended coverage into the night. Alex Jones will be back here live in studio. I'm going to be joined by Roger Stone in 30 minutes with some pre-debate coverage. We also have other special guests and hosts lined up for you as well. So, when we come back, we got some interesting clips, including Byron Donalds with another schooling lesson on a, I don't know if I'd call it a leftist podcast, but they definitely lean left, promote Democrat propaganda. We'll hear from another pork strike worker, find out what that's all about, and another report from the border. All that coming up ahead of the debate tonight.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Continues to rally in Wisconsin. Actually, dual events in Wisconsin today. Remember, folks, we are live covering tonight's vice presidential debate with Jimmy Walls and J.D. Vance. I'm going to be joined for pre-debate coverage with Roger Stone coming up in 30 minutes. Alex Jones will be back in studio tonight for live coverage as well. as other special guests and hosts. Now, I want to go to a couple interesting clips. First of all, Byron Donalds, this guy, more Byron Donalds, please. This should be the next Speaker of the House should the Republicans maintain the House. So here he is schooling the entire Breakfast Club radio show on the economy brilliantly in clip 12.
I would argue we're not really thriving right now. This inflation, which, by the way, was brought to us by Kamala Harris, has really slowed down people from being able to excel.
By Kamala?
Yes.
Vice President.
Oh, Charlemagne.
It's still the president.
Charlemagne, listen, man. When Joe Biden wanted to do his American Rescue Plan, Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote in the United States Senate. She broke the tide and started this inflation that has hurt so many people in our country. Everybody listening to your show. It's not true?
First of all,
you
want to go
there? Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, my gosh. This is so good. I'm going to want seconds and thirds even. Rewind it a little bit. So people need to understand, because if you follow the show, Angela Rye is about to start speaking. Angela Rye. Now, what have I told you about Angela Rye previously on this show? She is completely ignorant. She does no research. All she has to do is show up and be a black woman. She never gets challenged on her lies. She never gets challenged on her ideas. As long as she shows up and is a black woman, she has a job. She literally has no clue. Remember, she did a whole segment on CNN and she said no black men support Donald Trump. Remember that? She did a whole segment saying there are no black men that support Donald Trump. That's how lazy and ignorant this CNN host is. Now she's going to argue that Kamala Harris didn't cast the tie-breaking vote on that bill? Oh, my gosh. Oh, strap in. This is going to be glorious. So you have a smart, informed man, Byron Donalds, who's about to school an entire panel of ignorant liberals, including paid professional political pundits on CNN. Go ahead.
So many people in our country. Everybody listening to your show. It's not true?
First of all, you sure you want to go there?
Okay, let's go there.
I have notes. I'm gonna give it to Charlemagne. Every infrastructure project in your community,
you can go to third page. Just to highlight a portion.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Congress that voted for the American Rescue Plan. That's what should be happening.
Larry Summers wrote an op-ed back in 2021. Larry Summers was the Treasury Secretary for Bill Clinton. He was an economic advisor to Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. He said that the American Rescue Plan that Joe Biden wanted, that Kamala Harris was a tie-breaking vote in the United States Senate, would create a massive inflation that we have not seen in a generation. Well, guess what? Larry Summers was correct. You know who also was correct, Angela? I was, because I was in the budget committee when they brought the bill. And I said in that committee, it's going to cause massive inflation. That's what happened. So the problem we have in our economy today is that prices have gone up massively. Wages adjusted for inflation is down. People's pocketbooks are hurting.
Folks, Byron Donalds needs to be the next Speaker of the House. He can get the votes. He can get the votes, and he's just so well spoken. And he leaves these Democrats in the dust where they belong. Cause that's the problem, is these liberals, these progressives, these Democrats, they never get challenged, and they want to act like they're so much smarter than you and they're so much more informed than you. And all it takes is one informed person to put them where they belong. And that was Byron Donalds in this case. And he just does such a good job making it palatable, making it consumable, bringing the receipts. And look, it's just true with the liberal brainwashing. Because he's a black man, it just like scrambles their entire paradigm. Like, whoa, a black man that supports Trump? Like, what? How can a black man that's a Republican? A black man that... It talks about conservative values. They just get like all dazed and confused. Angela Rye. There's no black man that supports Trump. Angela Rye. Kamala Harris wasn't the tie-breaking vote. Jeez. She makes millions of dollars from CNN. But that's okay. She's the laziest person in media, and she's smart, actually, for that. Because she knows she doesn't have to be informed. She doesn't have to do research. All she has to do is show up and be a black woman. And she gets her paycheck. And every time anybody challenges her on her ideas, she gets proven to be the ignoramus that she is. Great job, Byron Donalds. We got more from the Breakfast Club. Apparently, by the way, I'm just now starting to see pro-Trump or anti-Harris Walls political ads on television. One of them is the Tampon Tim ad. Apparently, this one is effective. And even Charlemagne was like, damn, that one hit, clip 14.
I'll tell you what, that ad they was running during the football games this weekend claiming the vice president supports funding gender transition surgeries for all prison inmates and migrants in the U.S., that was nuts.
I don't know if it was the backdrop
of football, but when you hear the narrator say Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners, that one line, I was like, hell no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that.
I definitely see that. She did
that. That ad was effective.
Kamala took a picture with a transgender. It was just what they were saying, that it made it seem like Kamala supports transgender sex changes in jail with our money. That's what it came across.
It literally said that Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners. And it talks about how...
And pause real quick. What do you mean that's what it said? That's her own policy. There's this weird... If you pay attention to how uninformed or ignorant political people or liberals approach things with their commentary, it actually explains the big picture. Because what they're admitting here is that Democrat ads just say things. They just say things. There's no merit to it. There's no actual value. There's no actual truth. There's no actual evidence. It's not fact-based. Democrats put out ads that just say things. They're not based in reality. They just say things. So you notice that? You pick up on that? So they're saying, well, this ad said that Harris supported the transgender surgery. This ad said that she supports taxpayer funding of transgender prisoners. That's not what an ad said. That's her own policy. But see, that's the projection. Democrats make ads that just say all kinds of crazy crap. Not based in reality, not based in fact. They just say things like Trump's Project 2025, a total lie. It just says that. No, that's a real policy that Kamala Harris has supported publicly for years in multiple different instances. It's not just an ad saying that. That's her actual policy. And it's like they can't make that connection because they're so used to Democrat ads that are just lies that just say things. When that's the actual truth, that's not just an ad saying it. All right, go ahead.
She supports funding gender transition surgeries for all prison inmates and migrants in the United States. That ad was impactful. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, damn.
Was it because it was during football?
Yes,
I think it was because it was during football.
But the contrast of it.
Yes.
But then last week they had the same thing running on Tim Walz and said he likes tampons in boys' bathrooms.
I don't think I would have paid that commercial no attention if it was any other time. But when you're watching football and you just mind, you just, what the hell? In between big commercials, they give you this?
Yeah.
You know, there's something else I'd like to comment. It's just like the double standards in our civilization, the double standards in our culture are just ridiculous. They're just ridiculous. I'm going to leave it. Here's another ad for you. See if this one hits home. Kamala Harris's open borders in clip 8.
Would you call the border secure?
The border is secure. Border crisis.
Border crisis.
Thousands are crossing here illegally every day, and the situation is completely unsustainable.
Police there in the state have arrested a Venezuelan migrant for the murder of a university college student.
This suspect charged in the child's death was in the country illegally.
This issue will destroy New York City.
At least 7.3 million illegal immigrants have crossed the southwest border. A man of Shakopee, Minnesota was arrested after beheading a woman.
He's a Cuban illegal immigrant.
This man who entered the United States illegally is facing murder charges in Michigan.
Kayla Hamilton in Aberdeen, Maryland, killed allegedly by a teenager in the U.S. illegally.
By the way, Did I not? Was I not ranting? When was it, guys? Maybe a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Was I not ranting right here at this desk about how they need to be running ads during football games? You guys remember that? Was I not sitting here saying, what the hell are you doing? Why aren't you running ads during football games? Those are liberals. Those are Democrat voters. Those are black men who are told they have to vote Democrat. They have to vote for Kamala because she's black. And they saw the ads watching football and they said, gee, I can't vote for that. I mean, I give this advice out for free. You know, I should go on strike like a port worker. I give this advice out for free. I'm glad they took it because I want to win. I mean, geez. All right. Speaking of the port strike, this is just coming out from a port worker explaining what he views it's really about. And again, this is like good public communications, I would say. This is good press, good PR, compared to what you got from the union president, which I would say is bad PR. And even some of these other people that are just family members that are just talking publicly about it, that's kind of not been good PR. This would be good PR. These are the people actually on the scene explaining it, like this worker in clip 13.
I'm a longshoreman for LA Long Beach, and LA is fighting against this right here. I'll tell you right now. See that? There's nobody there. Automation. I work at an automated dock. It's no joke. They're losing thousands of jobs. So you got all these machines. Look at all these machines right here. There's no people. They ain't paying no taxes. They ain't paying no money. This is what ILA is fighting about. This all used to be filled with top handlers, UTR drivers, clerks, all this yard. Look how big this yard is, and there ain't hardly any people on this thing. This is what they're fighting about. I work at an automated dock right here, Port of LA, Long Beach. Keep fighting, brothers. Keep fighting.
Now, if the president of the union comes out and addresses it like, you know, and doesn't have his big fancy gold chain out with his gangster mafioso approach, and he says, well, you know, we're concerned about our workers being replaced by robots and automation, and we think this is an issue that maybe doesn't only impact our industry, but it certainly does right now, and we'd like to protect those jobs, and we'd like to get a new contract on the record that says our longshoremen will not be replaced by robots, and we'd like to extend the contract that we had, and I think we can get a deal done. That would be good PR. Instead, he comes out and basically threatens the U.S. economy, says he's holding it hostage, and then they're demanding a 70% pay raise while most Americans are getting crushed in the economy, and then you figure out that the whole thing is about reliance on foreign countries and foreign companies. See, that's bad PR. You're not going to win in the court of public opinion. But if you bring it up to people like that, and you just base it on, hey, we don't want to be replaced by robots, well, that's more approachable. So we'll see if they decide to lean in on that. I think, though, the Breakfast Club needs to get 50 Cent on. And he doesn't want to come out and just fully endorse Trump, but he probably should. Maybe he will in the next 35 days. But he had this to say about Trump in clip one.
Are you really going to stay out of this presidential campaign?
I do. I'd like to stay out. You know, well, look, things happen. Like Trump gets shot, and then they start playing Many Men, and then it jumps 250% in streaming.
Many, 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 many men wish death on me.
He's in fight. All right, and that's exactly what I did after I got shot. I just went into the fight mode. People identify with it that way.
Come on, Fitty. Come on, let's do your endorsement. Just come on. Come on, endorse Donald Trump loud and clear. We need a massive rally. We need it in. We should probably just do it at AT&T Stadium, but we could do it anywhere. What would be a swing state that has a big dome? I mean, Minnesota, maybe. You do it right in Tim Wall's backyard. And you just get all these guys. You get Kid Rock. You get 50 Cent. You get Aaron Lewis. Just have a big rock show. Just have a big carnival atmosphere festival. One last giant rally. Save America. That's what they should do. By the way, here's more from Trump addressing the situation with the hurricane devastation. Multiple events in Wisconsin today while Biden and Harris are hiding from the press. Clip 15.
Our hearts break for every family that has lost a home, and they've lost so much. They've lost everything in many cases. A lot of people don't have insurance, and we have to come together as neighbors and friends and fellow citizens to support those in need, and there's a lot of those in need right now. Unfortunately, I look forward to being back in North Carolina and Georgia very soon, and also Tennessee and Alabama. We had some big damage, but North Carolina was really hit. So we're going to work with them very hard and hopefully help them.
Again, that's more than Biden and Harris have said combined. And he's done more than them combined. He's done more than everybody combined, actually. He started a GoFundMe that raised like $2 million. Maybe it's close to three now. He gave millions of his own. He went to the scenes. Biden and Harris couldn't be bothered. They seem to be bothered by being president and vice president. Trump actually likes doing the job, likes being the leader. Biden and Harris just seem to like the prestige and the press and the power. They don't actually care. They don't actually like the job. It's like a bother to them. They don't want to deal with the American people. All right, we got some other headlines here. Remember, coming up shortly, I'm going to be joined by Roger Stone as we kick off our vice presidential debate coverage. And Alex Jones is going to be in studio. Other special guests coming up as well. We'll do pre-debate. We'll do live debate. We'll do post-debate. You know, speaking of debates, in 2 weeks, I'll be debating. If you're in South Carolina, you might want to check it out. I'll be at a debate in 2 weeks debating One Destiny. Yikes. But we're going to be laying it down. If you're in South Carolina or that area, come on out. You can get more information on my X account on how to attend that event. But we're going to be covering the vice presidential debates tonight, and we got a star-studded cast coming up for you. Oh, my gosh. Can you guys imagine this? Finally, though, someone's willing to debate me after I went undefeated for all those years. Everybody was scared to debate me. So finally, we're back on the circuit. We're back on the debate circuit. So big news. Big news. All right. I got some other headlines before our debate coverage kicks off. Roger Stone coming up. Alex Jones coming up. Chase Geiser coming up. Maria Z coming up. And so much more. Who knows who's going to pop in before it's all said and done. Some other headlines here. Son of would-be Trump assassin Ryan Wesley Ruth to appear in North Carolina court on child porn charges. The media is just dropping that story. Not to mention the would-be assassin himself has now decided to plead not guilty to the charges. We just don't talk about the fact that the deep state and the kill Trump media and the Democrats are trying to get Trump assassinated. We're not talking about that one anymore. We're just, you know, whatever. Just two assassination attempts, probably be at least another before the election. We just don't talk about that. That's what the media wants. That's what the Democrats want. That's what the deep state wants. So we're just going to act like that's not a news story. No big deal. Were they working with foreign governments? Were they working with deep state governments? Were they assets of the federal government? Just don't even talk about it. Just don't even bother covering it. The open border is a significant threat. One of Kamala's dangerous illegal immigrants released five times before ICE finally arrested him. Federal authorities apprehended a dangerous illegal alien from Venezuela, probably a gang member released from a jail, who was released into the U.S. at least five different times after encounters with law enforcement. ICE finally got him and rounded him up. That's just Democrat Party policy to catch and release known criminals. He charged with malicious wounding, reckless handling of a firearm, using a firearm during a felony, leaving a firearm loaded, endangering a child, and he got released by liberal DAs. Just crazy. That's just crazy. Maybe they were hoping he would vote Democrat. Probably what was going on. California governor signs law to ban voter ID requirements. So just anybody show up and vote. Totally illegal. This is totally illegal. By the U.S. code, you can't do this. They don't care. You go and you probably go vote 10 times in California if you want to. You could probably go vote, register as Mickey Mouse and go vote. No voter ID requirements in California. What a joke. What an absolute joke that is. By the way, we have an answer for you. What aid, if any, has Israel ever rendered to the United States? Well, this is according to Grok, right, guys? It was Grok that responded to this. We asked the Grok system. The information available up to October 1st, 2024 does not explicitly confirm that Israel has sent any financial aid to the United States, specifically for natural disaster relief. However, Israel has provided other forms of assistance following natural disasters in the U.S. For example, after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, Israel sent a team to assist with search and rescue operations and provided other forms of support, but this was not financial aid. Was that the gun confiscation? On X and other platforms, there might be discussions and claims about various forms of aid, but focusing strictly on financial aid for natural disasters, there isn't direct evidence from the sources provided that Israel has provided such financial support to the U.S. Isn't that nice? But it's supposed to be mutual support. By the way, there is no actual official contracted alliance or partnership with Israel. It's a one-way street. We give them everything they want. We give them all the support they want. They give us nothing, and they own our Congress. That's our relationship. And none of it's official. There's no official pact. There's no official treaty. And when the U.S. has disasters and is in need of aid, nobody helps us. The Ukrainians partying in Kiev aren't going to do anything for us. Israel's not going to do anything for us. Taiwan's not going to do anything for us. Any of the Central American countries we give money to won't be doing anything for us. But they will be sending their desperate and needy third worlders. They will be doing that. All right. I'm going to be joined by Roger Stone shortly. We're going to take a little break here just to kind of reset our systems, and then Roger Stone will be joining me ahead of Alex Jones and others taking over for our debate coverage. Folks, remember, it's not too late to enter the raffle to win a monster truck. We have a monster truck raffle happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com. There is also some new merchandise like the Alex Jones for President 2028 T-shirt. We're getting ahead of the curve on that one. Alex Jones for President 2028 T-shirt available now at thealexjonesstore.com, as well as some other new releases like the InfoWars In Your Face limited edition fundraiser T-shirt. That's a throwback we have brought back, a throwback T-shirt we've brought back, as well as some others like the Join or Die, the Tyranny Response Team. Those are throwbacks from decades ago. Really some of the first T-shirts InfoWars ever sold back at thealexjonesstore.com, and then some other new designs as well. That's how to support Alex Jones right now with the ongoing fight to keep InfoWars and Alex on the air here. But also with every purchase, you get multiple entries into the Monster Truck Raffle. So cool stuff there at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, normally I would be signing off right now. But not tonight, because it's debate night here at InfoWars. So we take a short break. Stay tuned here on the network feed. And on the other side of this break, I will be joined by Roger Stone. The pre-debate coverage begins right here at InfoWars, InfoWars.com/show, band.video.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing T-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.